The following program contains thoughts and opinions that do not necessarily reflect the views of Rough Edge Studios. But then again, they might. Gas prices are high. The evening news is grim. It seems that people are struggling harder than ever just to make a simple living. Looking for somebody to sugarcoat it all and make it seem all better? Marcus Redmond isn't that guy. He tells it like it is, here on Life According to Marcus.
I have to open up our service with our entrance song.
You love this damn song.
I do.
Go for it. Do it. You forgot it?
Enjoy what you do.
There it is.
Enjoy what you do.
Okay.
Enjoy what you do.
I know. There we go.
You're more hip than I am.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
This is good bourbon.
Hey, Bubba James in the house.
Bubba James.
Bubba James.
I like it.
That's me.
You look good, kid.
Do I?
You do.
Yeah.
I like the blue on you. It's nice.
Thanks. You're not looking too bad yourself.
All right. Let's not go gay with it. I'm just saying that you look nice as a person, one human to another.
Okay.
You don't have to turn into a homosexual.
No gay undertones?
No.
All right.
Good God almighty.
All right,
what's up?
So, we're thinking about planning a family vacation. Bubba's going to take his family on a cruise.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Nice. Where are you going to cruise to?
To the Bahamas.
Damn.
But we have to get, one of those things called a passport.
Yeah.
Which
you need
I don't know if I'm going to qualify for that.
Why would you not qualify for a passport?
Because I'm a redneck.
I don't understand what that means.
Oh.
I mean, I understand what a redneck means. I don't understand what that means in relation to you not getting a passport.
I don't know how.
You fucking kidding me?
Yes. You know what I don't understand, though?
What?
Get this.
Okay.
Okay. School vacation. Yes, Bubba's kids go to school. Because he wants them to be educated.
You're supposed to say edumacated.
Edumacated.
There you go.
Unlike his Bubba, or their Bubba.
There you go.
Because they all have different Bubbas.
I understand.
Just one.
Let's move it
on. Okay. So anyways, so school vacation week, April 5th.
Yes.
Easter weekend,
mm-hmm.
week or whatever, right?
Is when the cruise is going to happen?
That's when we're going to do the cruise, because we don't want to pull our kid out of school, because education is important.
That was said as if you actually mean it and believe it.
Okay.
I'm being facetious.
Oh, I see. Anyway, well, I don't necessarily mean it, because this is bullshit.
Nice.
$25.
For?
The cruise is normally 12.
Okay.
It's 25 on that week. It's a rowboat, okay? So it's not a very big ship. No, it's $1,200 on a normal week.
Uh-huh. Right.
$2,500 on that week.
Because it's Easter week.
Because school's out.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Dude, it's America.
It's the same
fuck?
Cruise. It's not any different. There's nothing more special about that week.
Oh, my God.
The girls aren't prettier. They don't come out naked.
They don't come out naked. They might be prettier. They're younger, so they might be prettier.
Ah, so the ship might be loaded with younger.
There you go.
Girls, because we... There yeah, but this is high school. Bubba James can go to jail for that.
Bubba James should be messing around with no other women anyway. That's a whole other issue.
Oh, okay.
That's like a whole other show.
Oh.
So that's... Yeah, that's a whole different... What did you, grow up in Sweden or something?
All right.
I understand
this is America, but this is not an American cruise line.
Okay, what cruise line is it?
It's, what is it? Something by the sea.
Okay.
Qantas. by the sea. Quantum or whatever, by the sea.
Will the majority of people on the boat be American?
It's from Italy.
Nice. Will the majority of the people on the boat be American?
Ah, so they're screwing my brothers and sisters.
They're your brothers and sisters now?
On the boat.
Now they're your brothers and
sisters. I got a big family. 4,180 people. All related to Bubba James.
Dude, it's the world of, you know, what's the word? What is that? Consumerism. This is capitalism, dude. Of course they're going to charge Americans more on the fucking... It's not even an American holiday. It's a global holiday. Everybody celebrates Easter. Somehow Jesus is mixed up with this fucking rabbit with eggs coming out of his ass, which doesn't happen in nature. And so everybody's fucking, you know, everything goes up. If you want to buy roses on Valentine's Day, they cost you 10 times more than you do if you buy them the day after Valentine's Day. Okay, this is the way it works.
If this is for Jesus, then they should do it for free. Cruise for free.
Don't get me started on this holiday shit.
Okay.
You know how
I know how that goes down.
Don't get me started.
I won't get you started. I know how that
fucking
goes down.
Christmas and holiday. How are you going to cry out to the devil on Halloween and then 2 months later be like, oh, Jesus, give me presents? It's all bullshit. Right. It's his fucking birthday. How come he doesn't get the... What, see? Now you got me started.
I ain't going to get you started.
You got me started.
No, I said I wasn't going to get you.
And fucking Easter. What the fuck does a bunny have to do with any motherfucking thing? Honestly. And bunnies don't lay eggs. So that's just a dumb fucking thing.
So you said you had a topic.
Well, now we talk about holidays in this
cruise. No, we already talked about holidays.
That's bullshit.
I'm
so you
over
gotta
the
pay
cruise.
Like you have to pay $1,000 extra dollars.
Double.
That's fucked up.
It's double.
You should protest. You know what you should do?
I should protest and not go.
No, you should get on the boat and then take the boat hostage and tell them to give you money back. That's what you should do. Captain Phillips style. That's what you should do.
Because I belong to
Church
That's
Freedom.
Right. That's right. I belong to the Church Freedom.
Doesn't matter. Do
so
what you
I don't
do.
Have to pay.
You
don't
got to
I don't
want to
pay.
Nothing matters. Doesn't matter what you do.
That's right.
Nothing matters. So if nothing matters, you should
not pay.
I was going to have you sing the song. But yeah, if you don't want to pay, don't pay. Fuck them.
Enjoy what you do. Enjoy what you do.
If you enjoy not paying, don't pay.
I enjoy singing.
Singing's fun. Yeah. You want to sing a tune?
No,
too?
I don't. No, I don't. Yeah.
Sing a tune.
How dry I am.
I got some bourbon here.
How wet I'll be. If I can't find the bathroom key. I found the key, but not the door. It's too late now. It's on the floor.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bubba James does not imbibe. He does not partake of the devil's water, which is unfortunate because I think he'd make a great drunk. But he doesn't do it. His poison of choice is Dr. Pepper.
Oh, now everybody's going to know who I am.
And, a lot of people, wouldn't you like to be a Pepper too? Everybody's a fucking Pepper.
Oh.
But that's what he does, and that's what he drinks, and he should be drinking booze because if he did drink booze like yours truly, he would probably feel a lot better than he does half the time.
I'd be a happier person.
You probably would be.
Bubba's always happy.
Bubba's not really happy.
No.
Bubba's like fake happy so that he doesn't like murder people. That's the sound of whiskey, folks.
That sounded like you were twisting off my nuts.
That sounds like a person who's never encountered nuts before, because that's weird. It's just a weird thing.
You realize you already opened that and poured whiskey in there, and then you just opened it again and poured more whiskey in.
No, I did not. This is bourbon. There's a difference. Bourbon. All right, so let's get into it.
What are we getting into?
Folks... Bubba, have you heard about this Sony hack situation?
Yes, I have. Don't tell me you were on the email.
I wish I was on the email.
Sony was telling you that you were black.
I know. Sony don't like black
they
people.
They took you
apparently.
Out.
They don't like black people. Whatever. Here's the thing. This whole fucking thing of taking this movie down, right? This is stupid and safe at the same time.
They took the movie down?
All right, so you know the movie, right?
Yeah, I want to go see it.
You can't go see it. You'll never see it because Sony has pulled the motherfucker and theaters can't show it because Sony has pulled it. You can't see it on the internet. There's not going to be DVDs. They haven't released it on video on demand. It's not going in theaters. It's not coming out on Christmas when it was supposed to be released. The fucking press tour has been stopped and shut down. That motherfucking movie is gone. Ain't gonna happen. Ain't gonna happen.
That was gonna be my Christmas movie.
Well, you better pick some other shit
every Christmas, and that was gonna be it.
You gonna go to something else this year? You gonna go see Bambi or whatever the fuck? But you ain't gonna see The Interview because that shit ain't gonna be in theaters. They shut it down.
You're kidding me?
No, they shut it down. It's done. Sony, the hackers. All right, so the hackers hack Sony, right?
Yes.
They get all the fucking emails and shit, and they throw all that shit out. So Sony's running around looking stupid. And Amy Pascal is trying to, like, you know, wash things over with Angelina Jolie. And Angelina Jolie is like, bitch, I will cut you. And then the hacker said, hey, you can't show the interview. If you show the interview, we will bomb every theater that plays it just like 9/11. And Sony went, oh, damn. Fuck it. We ain't gonna release it. That's it. Done. Finish. Over. So everybody's all in a tizzy because they're like, the terrorists win. Like, the government says we don't negotiate with terrorists. But Damon Wayans Jr., who's very funny, he's like the funniest Wayans, actually. There's like, and that's saying something because there's 5 billion Wayans people. So him being the funniest is like a real thing. He tweeted, he said, we do not negotiate with terrorists. We just do whatever they tell us to do. Which is why he's the funniest Wayans.
And
well, that's
he?
Not why, but he's not. Damon Wayans Jr. You know the Wayans people? There's like 8 billion black people, and they're all semi-funny. Like Damon Wayans, Keenan Wayans,
oh, yeah, Marlon yeah,
Wayans.
Yeah.
This is Damon Wayans' son.
Okay.
He's on The New Girl.
Yeah.
Funny dude. That's a funny dude. Okay. That's a real funny dude. The rest of the Wayans, meh. This dude, he's funny.
Okay.
He's very funny. You should, anything that he does, you should enjoy because he's very funny.
Must have just decided to do this because the other day I was pedaling my bike to generate electricity so that we could put the TV on.
That's such bullshit.
And I saw
that's such bullshit. You don't even have a bike. You pedaling a bike to generate electricity.
I don't have a TV.
Mind you, folks, he just told us he's taking his entire fucking family, which has like 15 people in it, to the Bahamas, and he's pissed off about the fact that he's got to pay $1,200 as opposed to $2,500. But he ain't got no money, so he pedals a bike. You got to keep your story straight,
off.
Dude.
I would not be pissed off for you spending $1,200 instead of $2,500.
Well, I might have mixed that up, but that's the bourbon talking. I'm just saying, you got to pay attention to the things you say, because you
and
can't
I
be
believe I said $12 and
$25. Whatever. You ain't got no bike to generate power. Say what you going to say.
Okay. But I just saw The Interview.
I just saw
the preview.
How could you possibly have seen it?
Like,
they didn't
release
it.
3 weeks ago or 4 weeks.
Oh, you said you saw an interview.
I mean, 3 days ago or 4 days
ago.
You
saw an interview about The Interview.
I saw the commercial.
Yes. Everybody saw the commercial. Ain't nobody going to see the movie because Sony's pulled it.
When did they pull it?
They pulled it yesterday. Done. Over. Finito. You're not going to see The Interview. So all you people that love James Franco and Seth Rogen, y'all better watch some fucking old episodes of Freaks and Geeks because you're not going to see this motherfucking movie. It's not coming out. Not coming out. So the terrorists win. How you feel about that, redneck Bubba
but
James?
These aren't terrorists. These are like Chinese people.
Well, okay, but here... That's fucked up. Actually, it's from North Korea. Whatever.
Oh, them too.
That's a whole other... I want to apologize for Bubba to every person that I know of Asian descent.
Why, Chinese are communists?
It's in Asia, you fucking... I'm going to apologize. See, you guys, this is why I do the show drunk. This is why I drink, because fucking Bubba's, you know, that's the only way I get through this fucking half hour. All right, so here's the situation.
Here's the situation.
They were hackers.
Yes.
That hacked into Sony. And that's hackery.
North Korea.
Well, there's credible evidence. The U.S. government is saying there is now credible evidence that the hackers were from North Korea.
Okay.
You know what the movie's about, right?
Yes.
Okay, so they're saying that North Korea, which is not China or Japan, is North Korea.
Yes.
Don't be a racist.
Communist.
That's fine.
Like China.
Yes, but it's a different country. Don't be racist.
Okay.
Koreans are not the same as Chinese, is not the same as Japanese.
Right, because Chinese make my everything.
That's a little racist, but whatever.
Well, we're in China. We live in China.
I'm going to have a sip of bourbon right now.
Well, we do live in China.
All right.
China owns us. That's why China would never blow up every movie theater, because they're the ones who produced all the video and tape and DVDs and everything else. Like,
can I finish?
Yeah.
Can I finish?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm trying to...
Oh, sure. This is your show, Life According to Marcus.
Yeah. Go ahead and finish.
Okay.
I'm trying to make a point. Right.
There's going to be a sequel, Life According to Bubba.
I would love to be on that. I'm going to be drunk on that show. Okay, so China has nothing to do with anything.
Then why are we talking about them?
You were talking. Hang on, I'm going to have. I need a little bourbon. Pardon, Mar. I'm going to have a little bourbon. Zen with the universe. All right, so credible evidence suggests that the threat came from North Korea. The hackers were from North Korea. However, when they threatened American theaters that showed this movie with terrorist attacks, they became terrorists. So the studio made the impossible decision to say, no, we will not show this film. So now everybody, well, not everybody, but a lot of people are just livid with the fact that Sony made this decision and caved to terrorist demand to stop this movie from coming out. People are saying, okay, what if there's like a white supremacy group that says, well, I don't like Selma, which is also coming out on Christmas Day.
Or Annie, which is a black Annie.
Sure. Why not? Or Annie.
Kill American tradition.
Can I finish?
Yeah.
I'm trying to finish my...
Yeah. Please.
So they're saying this is not the end of it. Like, if someone else makes a threat, another film gets censored. And so everyone's talking about precedent, terrible precedent set. Here's what I think. Listen, I didn't even want to see this fucking movie. It looked stupid to me.
I know. That's why you... Yeah.
That's why you wanted to see it, because it looked stupid?
When he put the Band-Aid on his lip with the poison and stuff, and... that was like, that's my movie.
Of course it
was. Bubba James likes that kind of humor.
Of course he does.
Yes.
I personally had no desire to see this film.
That's because you're more intelligent than I am.
This is true. That's a very good point. I'm going to enjoy a little bourbon to that.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
What is this?
Who's running the board?
This is bullet bourbon. That just means you're working for me. I had to say it.
The white man.
Well, there we go. Ah, now we're gonna take it. Now we're gonna take it racial.
Being held down.
You know, it's weird. It's weird. Anybody who actually knows me that listens to this show will be cracking their ass up, because they're like, this motherfucker is drinking and just talking out of his ass. And you guys are right. That is exactly what I'm doing.
So tell me, what's your feeling on this?
At first, I was livid. I was very upset. I was like, this is bullshit. I don't think the trailer, all of that, I didn't think it was funny. I didn't care. I didn't want to see it. It was, who cares? Whatever. It's not my kind of movie. But then I was like, well, it doesn't matter if it's my kind of movie or not. It's bullshit that a movie gets stopped because a hacker says, I'm going to bomb fucking theater. I thought about it, right? And I'm like, they're going to bomb a theater. That's fucked up. That means a lot of innocent people. When I say innocent, I mean innocent in this particular situation. They could be fucked up people by doing other shit. They could be cheating on their spouses or whatever the fuck they're doing. But I'm just saying, it could be a situation where these people are not allowed to see a film because of these hackers making this threat. So Sony is in this weird position where they're like, okay, if we show this movie, there's a threat. They found out it was credible. And it's like, well, if they bomb theaters, we're killing people. So they have blood on their hands. I get it. But people are really upset about it. Here's what I think. I think this is more about emotion. This is more about the sort of hypocrisy of Hollywood. Hollywood gets all fucking political all the fucking time because they're trying to rally money and support and all that shit, right? So if the president says, we don't negotiate with terrorists, Hollywood is like, you know, like when there's a dude that like is like the dude that actually fights, like the actual badass.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the dude behind the badass. Like, yeah, that's right. That's right. Go ahead and try something. My man's going to fuck you up. Mm-hmm. That's Hollywood. Right. So the government, the actual dude, and Hollywood's the guy in the back, the annoying fucker that you just want to smack upside the head. That's like, yeah, fuck you. You ain't going to touch me. Fuck you. That's Hollywood. So they're lining up politically and they're saying, yeah, yeah, we don't negotiate with terrorists. This is bullshit. We don't let the terrorists win. We live our lives, blah, blah, blah. But when a terrorist attack became specific toward Hollywood, the fucking big mouth, right? Hollywood was like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Massa. Here, we won't show the movie at all. I'm sorry. I hate James Franco. It's a terrible movie. I don't know why we ever did it. I'm going to go burn it. It's like they completely caved. You know what I mean? Like they just totally caved because there was no backbone. So I think people keep saying this terrible precedent and blah, blah, blah. And I'm not saying that's not true. But I think the real reason why people are pissed off about it is because the big mouth was shown to be a pussy. You know what I mean? He was just like a punk bitch.
I have a solution.
All right, give me a solution.
Here's the solution. We set up a theater.
Word.
One that really doesn't care if it blows up or not. But we set up this theater.
Okay.
Okay?
How does a theater not care if it blows up?
We promote the fact that this movie is going to, you know, doggone it, we're not gonna lie down to these terrorists. Threats and we convinced Sony to let us. We're gonna stand up to these bastards. We're gonna show this movie.
You gotta get the movie from Sony. They ain't giving it out.
Okay, no. Just work with me here.
All right.
So they set it up. They get the movie. They put it in the theater. They load the theater up with dummies, not real people, like Bubba James kind of people. You know, dummies.
Okay, so they're actual human beings, people. They're not dummies like crash test dummies. They're actual human beings with lowered intelligence levels. Go on, Bubba Jane.
Well, if you put it that way, it sounds kind of bad.
I'm trying to clarify for the three people listening.
They're crash dummy bunks.
Oh, now they're crash. Okay. Rephrase. Sorry, folks. They're not actual humans. They're crash test dummies.
Okay.
I'm caving.
So then they play the movie.
Word.
And they see if the theater blows up.
Right.
And if it doesn't blow up, then they release it.
Then you play it for actual humans.
Yeah.
Unless North Korea knows that the theater is full of dummies and they don't blow it up. And then when the fucking Americans go, hey, look it, this worked. And then they play it for humans, they actually bomb theaters and people die. I'm just playing devil's advocate to your plan. I'm just saying. These are intelligent people. It's not like, you know, nothing happens under fucking a cloak in Hollywood. People know what the fuck is going on.
If North Korea was intelligent, they wouldn't live there because they wouldn't want to be under that regime.
I'm going to ask you to repeat that. I'm going to ask you to repeat the exact sentence you just said.
If North Korean people were intelligent.
That's not what you said.
What did I say?
That's not what you said. You said if North Korea was intelligent, it wouldn't live there. That's what you said.
Oh.
That doesn't make any sense, Bubba. That's a nonsensical sentence. North Korea has to be where North Korea is.
I was intelligent. I got an IQ of 68.
You should don't ever tell anybody else that ever again.
Okay.
Seriously, don't.
I said 168. I thought that was really
that,
good.
Again, not what you said.
We're going to have to do the playback.
You see, this is why I drink the bourbon, folks, because I do the show with Bubba James.
But no, if you're drinking the bourbon, it should at least make you feel like what I'm saying makes sense.
Oh, God, no.
No?
You don't make any sense.
But with
the bourbon makes it livable.
Why doesn't bourbon make it make sense?
That's not how bourbon works.
Oh, it's...
See, you don't know this because you don't drink.
Oh. So what does it just allow you to tolerate me?
Pretty much.
Wow.
That's the point of the bourbon.
That hurts.
Plus, it tastes good.
So why don't we go blow up North Korean movie theaters? Beat them to the punch.
What are they showing in North Korean movie theaters that you would like to blow up?
Oh, I'm sure they have everything that's, you know, hate America, anti-America this, anti-America that.
Here's the difference. North Korea actually knew of a film that was anti-North Korean that they were going to blow up. You can't go over there on assumption. They might have movies over there that are saying Americans cool and American chicks are sexy, and then you blow up a fucking movie theater full of North Koreans that are very innocent. You gotta understand, those people that live in North Korea, those people have a horrible life. Their lives are terrible. Because, you know, Kim Jong-il is a horrible fucking dictator. Their lives are shit.
He's probably the one who headed up the, I want you guys to get your butts in there and I want you to hack Sony.
Probably. I wouldn't put it past him.
I wouldn't either.
But the guy has nukes. You know that, right?
Yeah, but they don't quite make it up in the air.
What are you talking about?
They don't make it.
What do you mean they don't make
it? Every time he does his test flights, they malfunction or blow up somewhere.
Do you have credible evidence of this?
Our government?
I'll rephrase the question. Do you have credible evidence of this? The guy's a dangerous
guy. I was there.
When
I pushed the button.
He's a megalomaniac, right? Like, when people are powerful and stupid, they're dangerous. Period.
So we should kill him.
Yes. Yes. But, you know, that's what the movie was about. But here's the flip side of the coin.
Will they at least tell us what the plot was or the ending, so we can at least know how the movie ends?
Why would you want to know the ending of the movie if you're never going to see the movie?
So that way I know if they, like, successfully kill him or something.
That's such a weird question. It's so weird.
My whole life has been pivoting on that moment. It's like, okay, so they go there. Do they get to him? Do they actually kill him?
How
does this whole thing turn?
Your whole life.
And now I'm never going
to
know.
I'd like to go back to the statement, my whole life has been pivoting on this moment. Your whole life?
You need to drink some more.
I probably do. Whole life?
You're paying far too much attention.
All right, let's flip the coin. All right, let's say that there was a movie about two North Koreans who were sent to assassinate President Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now,
We would go watch it.
Would we boycott that movie?
No.
We would not?
No.
That's just because you're racist. You just don't like a black president. I'm asking, you know, general.
I don't think we'd boycott it.
You don't think we would?
No, there was a movie that came out about assassinating a president. I forget. What was it called? I forget.
I'm asking you.
I don't know.
You're the one that brought it up.
I just made it up.
Well, look it. There was a film that was put out in 1941 by Charlie Chaplin. It's called The Dictator.
Things change.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying. At that time, you know, the big evil guy in the world was Hitler. Right? Everybody was terrified of what Hitler was going to do, but that film still came out. And Charlie Chaplin made a mockery of Adolf Hitler. But the film still got released. And we won the war. So,
well, that's because we didn't have global, you know, it's not like it's broadcast all over the world that, hey, we played this movie.
That's a good point.
Didn't have the internet. Yeah.
That's a good point. I don't know. I mean, I feel like, here's my feeling. Sony. I can't say Hollywood, but Sony. Sony showed themselves to be punk pussy bitches when it comes to
so
this
much
terrorist.
We're getting a movie deal out of them.
I'm not getting a movie deal. I ain't from fucking studio. I'm a black dude writing about white people. They're not trying to. They don't want me doing anything in Hollywood. But I'm saying, you know, they showed themselves to be punk bitches, right? So the thing is, the question is, the concern is, how many, now that they've caved, how many times are they going to cave for, like, way less dangerous reasons? This is a dangerous reason. I get that. I understand. If people say to you, hey, Sony, I'm North Korea, I'll bomb the fuck out of your theaters. You're going to put this thing out in, like, 2,000 theaters? Maybe, like, you know, I don't know how many people fit in a fucking theater, but 2,000 of like 300 people die. That's on you. Go ahead and release the motherfucking movie. I dare you.
See, they should let the businesses decide, and then the patrons who go there to decide whether or not they're going to take that risk.
They should let businesses decide a motherfucking thing when it comes to fucking... No, but I'm just saying, I get it. I understand. It's an impossible decision. But the thing is, how do we do it? Like, what's the next step? How many times are they going to cave? Are they going to cave for things that are much less dangerous?
I think we go with the dummy idea.
Could work. It could work.
So this completely goes against your statement.
Enjoy what you do.
Oh, you blew that one.
Is that not what I was supposed to say? No. What was I supposed to say?
What do we close every show?
Oh, revolt. Sorry.
That's right.
No, we should revolt. We should revolt. We should fucking find a way to release this goddamn movie.
And we should revolt.
We should revolt. No matter how bad the fucking movie is, revolt.
And I'll play it here.
Yes.
At the Church of Freedom.
Yes. Church of Freedom, folks.
Welcome to the Church of Freedom.
And bourbon. Church of Freedom and bourbon. Freedom and bourbon.
Go now and live in peace. Our service is over.
Revolt!
We're out of here. Signing off because I got no closing music. So,
bourbon.
Ready? We'll close the show. One. Two, three.
Enjoy what you do.
Enjoy what you... You left me hanging.
I was just going to sing it the one time.
We always do it twice.
I was drinking the bourbon.
But we always do it two times.
The bourbon's really good.
I look like an ass.
This is like bullet bourbon. It's very, very good bourbon.
All right, we're out of here.
See you guys.
Bye.